Okay, so the Bible reading today is from John 5. Frank and I very almost have exactly the same Bible reading, but this is what Frank's going to be talking about a little bit more. A man healed at the pool of Bethesda. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now, there is in Jerusalem, by the sheep gate, a pool which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the movement of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there, who had had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there, and knew he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me in the pool when the water is stirred up. But while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. And that day was the Sabbath. The Jews therefore said to him, who was cured, "It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to carry your bed. Is it not lawful for you to carry your bed?" He answered them, "He who made me well said to me, 'Take up your bed and walk.'" Then they asked him, "Who is the man who said to you, 'Take up your bed and walk?'" But the one who was healed did not know who it was, for Jesus had withdrawn, a multitude being in that place. Afterwards, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, "See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you." The man departed and told the Jews that it was Jesus who had made him well. I can't decide whether I need my glasses on or not. I've got to that age. So I think I will put them on. But you're blurry like that. Okay, so as Susan said, over the next few weeks, each of us elders will be talking about breakthrough. I'm going to be sharing quite briefly. I'm aiming for about 10 minutes. And then Frank's aiming, what, 10 minutes, quarter of an hour?
1 hour, 10 minutes.
So that'll be amazing, won't it? So that will be amazing. So I actually mine isn't that long. I do apologise in advance if anything is repeated, because we were the idea was for us to just give our own input. So we haven't shared too deeply about what each of us are sharing. Me and Frank actually not talk to each other. Amazing.
That's
so. I've split my little talk up into what, why, when, and who. I don't know if I have a how. I have a how somewhere. Yeah. Okay, so what is breakthrough? The definition from the Cambridge Dictionary is an important discovery or an event that helps to improve a situation or provides an answer to a problem. Okay, take a moment just to stop and to dream. I don't mean you all go to sleep, but I just want you to think, what is the breakthrough? There may be more than one thing, but what is the breakthrough you would like to see in your life? You may already know what it is, but let's just take a moment just to stop and think, what would you like to happen? Okay, does this line up with God's word and his promises? I think that's quite crucial, really. Have you asked God about this? I know that's a silly question, really, but sometimes we actually forget to ask God about things that we would really desire. Or maybe you've just thought of something today, this morning, and you want to bring that to God. What is God asking you to do to be part of this breakthrough? Usually, we're expected to do something. In the reading I brought, the man had to do something. he had to pick up his bed and walk. He could have said, I can't pick up my bed, I'm not going to do it. But he had to do something. He also had to respond to Jesus, because Jesus asked him, do you want to be healed? So he had to take an action, he had a response. So also the woman with the issue of blood, she took an action. She reached out and touched Jesus' cloak. She made quite an effort to make that action. In John 9:1-11, Jesus spat on the ground, made some mud, applied it to the man's eyes, and then told him to go and wash in the pool of Siloam, which he did, and he was healed. Again, that man might not have, he could have said, you're talking rubbish, I'm going to stay here, it's a waste of time, I'm going to go and wash in that pool. He may have gone and washed somewhere else, but Jesus, he actually did what Jesus asked him to do, and he was healed. So why? Why do we want breakthrough? Do you want more of God? I do. As Susan was saying this morning, let's not get too comfortable. There's more. We've been singing this morning that there's more. Come on in. Come on in. But check your motives. Do you want to glorify God? Or do you want an easy and comfortable life? I know sometimes I want an easy life. I like things to be comfortable and nice. But actually, if we want more of God, he might disrupt that nice comfortableness. We might have to do something or change or meet new people or do new things. It's a challenge there for me and for everyone, really. In the Lord's Prayer, we pray, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. That's why we want to see breakthrough. We want to see God's kingdom, not just in heaven, we want to see it on the earth. We want to see all those things done on the earth. When? So, do we notice moments of breakthrough? I was really encouraged in Maureen's one-minute testimony this morning. That's a breakthrough. Didn't use those words, but that's a breakthrough, Maureen. And we need to say thank you to God. We need to, you know, acknowledge that is a breakthrough. So some breakthroughs I think are huge and are really obvious. Other breakthroughs I think are small, and they can be a succession of smaller breakthroughs. And I think we also need to look for those. That's why the 1 minute testimonies can be so good, because the little things are really important and they can build up to big things, make a real difference in our lives. Have you noticed you've handled a difficult situation in a better way? That's breakthrough. Have you noticed that a situation that may have filled you with fear and anxiety, you've trusted God and you felt more peaceful than you would normally? That's breakthrough. So what breakthrough have I seen recently? I've seen people's faith deepen in this church, especially as they go through tough times, but not always. I've seen people's faith deepen. I've seen one person give their life to Christ in not so long ago. I've seen a growing openness in this church for people to accept prayer and be filled with more of the Holy Spirit. That's been really encouraging to be part of that. I've seen relationships begin to be healed. I was thinking of Maureen, but there are others too. That's so good. I've seen people realise that they can't do this, whatever it is, on their own, and ask others to pray with them. That itself is a breakthrough, realising we can't do it ourselves. In my own life, I've seen God answer prayers of healing for my family. I did put any details in there, but last night God spoke to me in the night and said, talk about Grace. Grace is another one of my nieces. She's had ME since probably the age of 8. As an adult, she was, from about age 18, she was in bed for 10 years, bedridden for 10 years, and that's not even going to the bathroom, that's with the commode by the bed for 10 years. My sister had regular prayer meetings for her healing, and people joined in or joined in from afar, and nothing happened the day after the prayer meeting or on the day. But in the weeks after each prayer meeting, there was a marked improvement. So she is now in her early 30s. She's coming down to Swindon in a couple of weeks. And it will be her first night away in about 15 years. So that's breakthrough. She's finished her, she passed her, is equivalent to English O-level GCSE. That's breakthrough. You know, she can now walk around the block. She's in a wheelchair a lot of the time, but she's out of her bedroom all day long. She's out and about in the community. She's witnessing to people. She's visiting people in old people's homes. She's meeting people in the coffee shop. She does what Maureen does. And she's out there in her community and being Jesus. And that's breakthrough. There's still more breakthroughs to come. But, you know, we have to watch them, wait for them. Okay, so I've had times where I've experienced the peace that passes all understanding from praying for people and in my own life. And sometimes you step back and you think, that's not me, that's God, that's breakthrough. One big breakthrough I've had at Pregnancy Choices, I think I may have shared, the main abortion provider, it's called BPAS in Swindon, and they do early terminations. They've had a change of staff, and they're referring clients to us. If a client goes there for an abortion and they're not sure if that's what they want, they're phoning us up. We've had quite a few come from them so they can talk to us and have a bit more time to make their decision. That's breakthrough. That's massive breakthrough. I almost maybe didn't have faith that that would ever happen. There's still more breakthroughs needed, but that's huge. So who gives us breakthrough? God gives us breakthrough. But do we have a part to play? I really feel that we have a part to play in it. We need to be praying. We need to be believing. We need to be reading God's word. We need to be asking him what breakthrough do we want? And looking, keeping our eyes open, what can we see? What's happening? What is God doing? Can I get involved with what God's doing? Psalm 19:7, the law of the Lord is perfect, refreshing the soul. And I felt that at times. Such a lovely scripture. Isaiah 43:2. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. We all have times when we go through really hard times. But I can testify that time and time again, God is faithful. And he has held me and protected me and brought me through. That's breakthrough for me at times, because that's not in my own strength. We need to believe some of these scriptures. Okay, so I have two challenges before I pass over to Frank. Look back in your mind over this last year and see what God has done and thank him for it. That may be something you need to do as homework. Number two, be specific in what you would like to see God do. Write it down and pray for it regularly. I've started praying for a man who lives on the end of our road, and I didn't write down when I started praying for him. I don't know this man. I know there's a man that lives in a house. He does not come out. I've never seen him, but someone told me that there's a man living there. So every time I walk past his house, I'm praying for him. I'm praying specific prayers. I'm praying that one day I will see him. He will look out the window. And I pray that he will come out of the house and I will have an opportunity to say hello to him, speak to him. But I didn't write down when I started praying. So please write down the date, write down exactly what you're praying for. Because then when God answers, you can say, yes, God has done it and he's answered my prayer. And it really encourages everyone, it encourages ourselves. Matthew 7:9-11. Which of you, if your son asks for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a snake? If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? So be encouraged. If you're asking God something, he is going to give you something good. He really, really will. Pray for yourself to be changed too. So often, if we think of breakthrough, when I think of breakthrough, I think of this situation or that situation or that situation. people or situations that I can name. But actually, I need to be changed. Those situations need to be changed too, but I don't need to wait until those situations are changed before I am changed. So the challenge there is, let's pray for ourselves to be changed. Our attitudes, our thoughts, our actions, our motives. Susan said I was going to encourage you. I do hope I've encouraged you, but I feel there's some real challenges in here for me and for everyone. Do we have the right attitude? Do we have unforgiveness in our hearts? If we do, we repent. It's not difficult. Just ask God to forgive us. Do we really believe God can answer our prayers? I think we'd all like to say yes, of course we do. But sometimes, some prayers worth praying, I think maybe our faith isn't, I'm not sure whether we really believe it. Let's pray anyway. Let's read his stories in his word. Let's read his promises in his word. Let's listen to testimonies of others that have gone through tough times, that God's brought them through. Listen to the goodness of God. Talk to someone who's seen answered prayers. Listen to them and be encouraged. So, look briefly at breakthrough and consider what it might mean for each of us. We've looked at why we want breakthrough. We want to see God's kingdom here on earth. We want to see people saved, healed, and set free. We explored when we see breakthrough and who gives us breakthrough. We can't make it happen on our own. God's time is perfect, but we do need to be praying and getting ready for it. So my final challenge is that we may need to do something. Are you listening to what God is asking you to do? And with that, I will pass over to thanks. Thank you.
Good morning. Before I start, there's a video, very short video I'd like you to watch, and there's hopefully some deep meanings in it, so stick with it. I'll talk about it in a bit. I'll just introduce it quickly. It's from a Japanese version of It's a Knockout, so it's called Takeshi's Castle, and it's a challenge that they need to do, and they're running. There's five doors that someone needs to choose to go through. And they have to get to the end of the course. So we'll just see the video. Anyone seen that before?
Yeah.
Yes. We have a new microphone.
Yay!
Does it sound clear?
Yes.
Yes. Actually, when I was thinking about this microphone, I was tickled by a story I'd heard once before. And I spent the first 16 years of my life in Church of England. And a lot of the time there, the prayers are standard prayers, and there's always a response. And there was a guy who was struggling with a microphone. It was working, and then it stopped working. And he kind of mumbled, "There's a problem with this microphone." And the congregation replied, "And also with you." The old ones are the best. Thank you, Rachel, for starting off. Rachel said she was a warm-up act, but I don't believe that. Don't believe that. This is the place, now is the time. Breakthrough can happen. Do you believe that?
Yes.
What area of your life needs a breakthrough? Maybe a relationship, better job, better house, car, more money, or change a person who's bothering you. Or interesting, most of the time we think of breakthrough, we actually think of a situation to change rather than ourselves. It's not wrong to want situations to change, but I think we should also think about ourselves changing as well. Because often as we change, the situation changes. So we need to focus on us inside, our heart. God wants what God wants to do for you, to you, in you, and through you.
As leaders of Lorne, we believe this is a year of breakthrough. And it's not our job as speakers to bring that breakthrough to the church. God is willing to do that in every one of us here today. In John 5, the passage we read is a great story of breakthrough. Imagine that scenario. Crowds were lying around this Bethesda pool in Jerusalem. It's quite a shocking image to think the scene. Desperate people, blind, lame, paralyzed, some people plagued with diseases, all lying around this pool, desperate to be healed, waiting for the waters to move. And time to time, an angel would come down, stir the waters, and whoever was first in would get healed. And it speaks about a man who had a disability for 38 years. Can you imagine that? I can. Breakthrough starts when we're willing to expose the place we want breakthrough. Jesus walked into that situation, and do you know what he did first? He asked, "Do you want to get well?" That's a kind of odd question, right? To someone who's been struggling for 38 years. Why did he ask that? Wasn't it obvious? Or is it obvious? Do we want to be made well? Do we want to hold that thing which we're struggling with? Are you happy to continue in the problem? Are you given that hope that the problem will be fixed? Breakthrough happens when we are willing to expose that place to God. The lame man replied to Jesus, "Someone needs to help me and carry me in. Everyone else gets there first and gets a healing before me." Jesus said, "Do you want to change?" We can stay in a situation. Are you blocking your breakthrough with unbelief or apathy? Faith can override facts. Do we believe that? In the Bible, it says, faith as small as a mustard seed can tell a mountain to move. Make a line on the floor as a cutoff and saying, "I'm moving on, I'm leaving behind what has hindered me in the past." Let God do a work in your heart. Have a door here. I felt compelled to prepare this because as I was speaking to Stephen the other week, I said all good speakers either need a prop or a presentation. So I've got a prop. So here's a door. It's a bit like the door on the video clip. So it's got stuff boarding the door up. And this says, "Do not enter," warning, "no entry, danger, do not enter." And up here it says, "Unworthy, insufficient, insignificant, useless, broken, failure, do not enter." So this door is boarded up and shut for the moment. Have you run to the door and it's been shut? Like on the video where the guys ran and they bounced off the door and just remained where they were. Have you run into the door but got caught in a net and was inhibited of going any further? Or maybe you've been beaten up by the boxing monster. I know I have, time to time. Jesus says to you, as he did in the story, "Stand up, carry your mat and walk." He is waiting for you to get up. We each need to go after our own breakthrough ourselves and not expect it just to appear on our lap. Maybe breakthrough actually doesn't begin when a situation changes, but actually when you do. I'll read that one again. Maybe breakthrough happens not when the situation changes, but when you do. God is able to change you and me. This is the place here where breakthrough begins. Don't just look at others in the church. Bring your own breakthrough to here where we can all celebrate. I've been watching a few films this week as I've been on my treadmill. I'm trying to get a bit fitter. So I managed to get a film in two sessions. Yeah, that's good. Anyway, so I've been watching The Matrix this week. Who knows The Matrix film?
Yes,
go on. So, it's funny, when you're preparing a sermon, the Holy Spirit brings things out, whatever you're doing. So I watched The Matrix, and two nuggets came out of The Matrix for me, for this sermon. So Morpheus said to Neo, so Neo was like the apprentice, Morpheus was the guy in charge, you know, giving the training. Morpheus said to Neo, it's my job to show you the door, but it's your job to walk through it. It's my job to show you the door, but it's your job to walk through it. Actually, it's God's job to show you the door, but it's your job to walk through it. It's active. We need to be active. When he reveals stuff, we need to be active and step forward. Just like in the healing, Jesus, when he healed the guy by the pool, what did he say? Stand up and walk. And take action. Same as the lady who was suffering with the bleeding for 12 years. She reached for Jesus and he healed. It all takes action. One more. Morpheus said to Neo, you have seen the path. Now it's your job to walk in it. We all know the path, but are we walking in it? We know about God, we know about what Jesus can do, but are we letting him do the work? Have you had promises from God in the past which haven't happened yet and you've been a bit discouraged? What have you done with them? Forgotten them? Maybe discarded them as, maybe he really didn't say that to me? Or are you seeking him? Do you have them recorded and are you seeking him for the next steps? Or maybe you need to take some action and you haven't done it yet. That's a challenge to you all. I believe breakthroughs can be in healing, can be in revelations. Intimacy, the greater intimacy with God. Greater ability to worship God. And show him adoration. The greatest breakthrough of our lives, I believe, is when we accept Jesus as Saviour, when you realise that and you accept him into your life to become your Saviour, it changes you from the inside out. That's the biggest breakthrough. And then I believe Christian life after that, there's many other breakthroughs. It's a journey. But that is the most important, crucial one. So if you haven't had that step, please talk to one of the elders and we'll be very pleased to pray you through that today. For me personally, I've had breakthrough in many areas. The one I think is the biggest one for me is we were at a conference, Keith, Rachel and I, Revival Alliance in 2017. Big conference, good music, good teaching, and during the worship, I've always struggled with worship. I'm a bloke, I don't like singing, there's a generalisation there, but I've always struggled with worship. But at this point, the two sides of the stage were big areas which were places you could go and worship. I looked at the people there and I was amazed by the faces and what they were doing to worship God. So by the second or third day of the conference, I went and joined them there. And I stood there for a while. it took a while, but then I started entering in, and there was people dancing, there were people waving flags, there was a girl in a wheelchair who was just using the space to worship God, and I was blown away, and I entered in, and it's really transformed my personal worship to God. And that's why I'm often at the back waving a flag, because it's done something in me, released something to be able to worship Him more. And it's an active thing. I like to do something. Just the same as when you're worshiping, if you lift your hand or you make an action, it puts something to your words and to your motives behind worshiping God. So that's an encouragement for you. So how to seek a breakthrough? I won't take long on this. Seek the Lord with all your heart and ask Him to open doors that seem shut. Jeremiah 29:13. You will seek me and find me, says the Lord, when you seek me with all your heart. Number two, stick with it and keep persisting for a breakthrough. Pushing in, going after, striving. Daniel 9:3. I turned to the Lord and pleaded with Him in prayer and petition, in fasting and in sackcloth and ashes. I've been fasting a bit lately, and it's a really good way of focusing on God, because when you have that nagging hunger pain, I use it to say, God, I'm hungry for You, and it really helps me. I see changes after a time of fasting. Number three, seek biblical principles to guide you. Study the Word, study the Bible, look at God's promises. He gives so many promises in the Word to us. Take hold of them and say, pray them and just accept them in your heart. Jesus says, if you hold to My teaching, you are really My disciples. Then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you
free.
That's right. Number four, share with others and get support and prayer. Speak to others. Make your breakthrough known to a close friend or someone who can support you in prayer. Are you knocking on this door of breakthrough? On the other side of this door, Revelation 3:20. Here I am. I stand at the door and I knock. If anyone hears My voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with Me. So again, if anyone hears My voice and opens the door, it's an action. I will come in and eat with that person and they with Me. 2 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17. Anyone who turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. We can have freedom. So on this door, on the other side, there's some key things here that you can have a revelation that through Jesus, we can all know that we're loved. We're really loved. We have find our purpose in life through knowing Him. We're accepted. We belong. We can be transformed. In the Bible, it says, God says, I'm making all things new. So it doesn't matter how old and broken you feel. He makes things new. He empowers us, and He can create miracles in us. This is just the other side of the door, if you're willing to open it. So, one thing I'll explain to you. So, This morning, I felt called to produce these little doors. So I'm going to give you, each of you, at the end, one of these doors to take away. So the door looks like that from the front. A little bit of glass. It might be a bit frosty because we can't see that well. But on the other side, there's two big panes of clear glass. So my encouragement to you is to write something on these to go after your breakthrough. And maybe you can do what you like, but maybe the first one's a situation, something you want to see change. And then the second one is you. What do you want God to do in your life? What's your breakthrough, your personal thing? So I'm going to encourage you to take these away, and we will be talking about breakthroughs. Lake Box, Susan and Keith will be preaching on it. And I think I really encourage you to do this, and then when we come to our celebration Sunday, we're going to be inviting you to maybe share about your breakthrough if you're able to do that. So we'll get those out at the end. Hopefully we've got enough. So just to wrap up, there's one song I love listening to, and I don't think you'll know this guy, but he's a singer who used to be at Willow Creek in Chicago. And the words go like this. No more living in my empty religion. I am running to the place you were slain, where your hope finds my body and your truth comes to change me, and your love will never leave me the same. No more living in my empty religion. I am running to the place you were slain, where your hope finds my body, where your truth comes to change me, and your love will never leave me the same. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, take me from where I've been into something new. I'm giving up control. I need a breakthrough. All my dreams and fears are crashing into you. You are waking up my hope. Your truth will come and change me, and your love will never leave me the same. You are my breakthrough, Jesus. Amen.